From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. Weakening is now noted regarding a swath of showers that cuts diagonally across the region. At least partial clearing in its wake should allow temperatures to recover into the 50s or even lower 60s by day's end. Dry conditions should take hold for the rest of the day and for much of the night. After that, much more widespread rainfall will arrive from late tonight into tomorrow, with tomorrow's showers being most persistent across the north, especially near the international border. For the bulk of the region, temperatures tomorrow will remain a bit cool for the last day of April, with highs from the mid-50s to around 60, along with some lower 50s in northeastern areas and low to mid-60s in the Hudson Valley. As our present strip of showers both weakens and continues to retract into southern New Hampshire, the upper-level disturbance responsible will be doing the same. This disturbance dived toward the southeast, having crested a narrow upper-level ridge that's presently trying to work in from our west. This provides a fairly good snapshot of what will be going on for the rest of the week as the ridge tries to push in from our west, but with this process often being dulled by disturbances that will be coming over the top of the ridge and periodically weakening it. The next such disturbance will bring showers to much of the region starting late tonight. These showers are likely to continue into the early daylight hours tomorrow before diminishing across the south and potentially doing so in the north into the midday hours, before then redeveloping mid to late afternoon as an area of surface low pressure grazes us to the southwest. Through the week, periodic warm fronts will press in from our southwest, usually unlikely to surmount the Green Mountains. What will usually be more influential in terms of surface temperatures, especially east of the Greens, will be a sprawling area of high pressure that's presently centered over far northern Quebec. This high will poke into our region from the north. This will tend to keep a cool breeze coming in either from the north or from the east, or some combination of the two. The area most likely to dodge the effects of this cooler air will generally be the upper Hudson Valley and sometimes neighboring regions such as far southwestern Vermont, the Berkshires, and the Lake George Saratoga region. After periods of showers tomorrow, scattered showers should gradually diminish on Tuesday night, with any lingering showers ending on Wednesday morning to be followed by partial clearing west of the Greens on Wednesday afternoon. The next warm front will make a run at us from late Wednesday night into Thursday, again with any warmer air likely restricted to areas west of the Green Mountains. In the forecast summary, this afternoon mostly to partly cloudy. Any showers diminishing from the Champlain Valley into central Vermont and central and southern New Hampshire, highs from the mid-50s to lower 60s, except mid to upper 60s in southeastern Vermont and southern New Hampshire, north to northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusting to 15. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, a rising chance of late night showers, except slight chance northeast, lows in the mid to upper 40s, some lower 40s northeast. Tuesday, mostly cloudy. Showers likely early, then diminishing in the south, but remaining likely north. Chance of a thunderstorm. Highs from the mid-50s to around 60, with some lower 50s northeast and low to mid-60s in the Hudson Valley. Winds tomorrow east to southeast, 5 to 15 miles an hour. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy. Evening showers likely north with a rising chance in the south, then scattered showers across the region on Tuesday night. Again, the chance of a thunderstorm. Lows in the low to mid-40s, except mid-40s to around 50 in the Hudson Valley. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with scattered early showers diminishing, then partial clearing west of the Greens in the afternoon. Highs from the mid-50s to lower 60s, except mid to upper 60s in the Berkshires, western portions of Bennington County, and the Lake George Saratoga region. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an Eye on the Sky.